paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
A Tribune Business story last week caught our eye. The commercials are gone, but Sybaris is busier than ever as pandemic cabin fever drives renewed interest in the private romantic getaway spot. Corey Rumor did the story, and with us this morning is the Chief Operating Officer for Sybaris Pool Suites, Charlene Farrell. Good morning, Charlene. I have to tell you that in the 80s when I was working for Channel 2, I did a story on the Sybaris, and the news director didn't like it. He thought it was too racy for television. We've come a long way, haven't we?
Absolutely. We've really grown into something a lot more attractive.
We saw commercials for the Sybaris all the time back in the day, but not now. How come?
Commercials don't reach the people that it used to.
Unless it's on WGN radio. If it's here, they do reach people.
A lot of people aren't even signed up for regular TV anymore. So commercials, we'll have to do radio.
Yeah, there you go. So the people, well, first of all, for people not familiar with Sybaris, how long have you been around and how do you describe what the business is?
Well, it's almost 50 years now, so it's long term. And I describe it as an experience. It's a romantic getaway, but it's so much more than that. It's really a spa experience or a retreat where you relax, restore, you bond, and you have fun. Certainly our customers, thousands of comments from customers tell us just that, that it was a wonderful experience for them and really made a difference in their life, and they really created memories that last them.
It's adults only. A 1990 Tribune article referred to Sybaris as the Conrad Hilton of hedonism and the Colonel Sanders of spicy marriage. Now I remember when you had, I think, only one around here. Where was the first one?
The first one was Downers Grove.
Right. And then some places, like Orland Park, flat out refused to allow you to open, didn't they?
That's correct. Back in the day, they, you know, talk about too racy. They just thought we were something else. And we had a hard time overcoming that image. But now we're so well known. Pretty much everybody knows the name Sybaris. And if you've stayed here, you would know that it's not as racy as you think.
who originally had the idea for a kind of everyday's Valentine's Day place? It was started by your former husband, right?
Correct. Ken Knutson. Yes, totally his idea. The story about how they saw a romantic bedroom and created that, and it did go from there. People said it would be so nice to have a secluded spot to go to, like, you know, making a hotel reservation just to get away from your everyday demands and people, the children. You know, when you have children and family, they come first, and you're focused on them 90% of the time. So you have to remove yourself from that.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in a nice surrounding with, you know, a swimming pool, a whirlpool, nice pleasures, and you get to refocus and bond. You're spending quality time on your relationship.
It's a pretty interesting story how Ken Knutson, who you were married to and who tragically died some years ago in a plane crash, how he looked at a bedroom set at the newly opened Woodfield Mall, and that's what really inspired him?
That is correct. It wasn't so much just the bedroom set. It was that once he had it installed and people came to see it, they were the ones that mentioned, I wish I had this somewhere but out of the house.
We mentioned that despite the fact that hotels are struggling, Cibarrus has been doing well. Give me an idea what the rates are at your place.
Well, we have many different room levels to choose from, and it would range prices from, say, $200 to $600, depending on the level of the room. And then staying on Friday or Saturday night is more expensive than if you stay during the week.
How many of these places do you have now, and where are they now?
There are five different locations, three of them in Illinois. That would be Downers, Frankfort, and Northbrook. And then we have an Indianapolis location, and it's Mequon, Wisconsin, which is about 15 minutes from Milwaukee.
Now, I know the dream was always to expand around the country. Are you still planning to do that?
Well, it takes a long time to recover from an aviation accident, and so everything was put on hold. But we're now starting to make plans for that, but nothing in the works as of yet.
Mm-hmm. And where you are in those communities now, any static anymore, or is that all gone?
Yeah, that is really behind us. This is a new day and age, and with gift shops that sell the racy items and whatnot, we're just totally acceptable now. To go to a hotel and take a swim, but this is your own private swimming pool. So that's acceptable to most people.
Charlene Farrell with Cibarrus for more than four decades now. It's been the anniversary and birthday special getaway destination for couples. And I'm sure you had a busy Valentine's Day. And it's interesting to hear about this great business success story. Charlene, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you. And have a great day.
You too.